Nothing, free of charge.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll take two for the price of one. And I thought Harry Belafonte was romantic. He can't hold a candle to you, George.
What are you talking about?
The article I was reading, Harry Belafonte and his wife got married again. Just imagine, after 18 years, the Belafontes decided to repeat their vows.
Why? Didn't they get them right the first time?
They just felt romantic.
After 18 years?
Yes. We've been married longer than that, and I still feel romantic. I get goose pimples whenever I think of our beautiful wedding.
Beautiful? It was at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Hall.
Well, what was wrong with that?
That old drunken veteran that was left over from the party the night before?
That's right. We never did get him sobered up and out of there.
Every time we said I do, he did.
Well, at least we had a beautiful ceremony.
Well, it would have been if old Skeeter Jackson hadn't made that mistake.
What mistake? He showed up and he had the ring.
Yeah, but he paid the reverend before the ceremony. When the minister found out how little he was getting, he read the words so fast, Mom didn't even have a chance to get a handkerchief out.
Well, anyway, I still say ours was the most beautiful wedding two people ever had.
Wrong. The most beautiful wedding two people ever had will be held next Saturday.
Who's getting married?
Us.
Oh, George, do you really mean it?
Of course I do. Anything Harry Belafonte can do, I can do better.
Yeah, and you got a cuter belly button.
And you're gonna like this wedding even better than the first one.
Why?
Because this time you know what you're getting.
Oh, it's all right, George. I'll marry you anyway.
And this time I got the money to do it upright.
You really mean it, George. You're wonderful.
I know.
Oh, I just thought of something. We can't do it next Saturday. There isn't time.
Okay, we'll make it Sunday.
But Lionel will still be away taking his executive training course. He'll miss our second wedding.
So what? He missed the first one, didn't he?
That's right. Thank goodness.
We'll have it right here in this apartment. One of my customers, Mr. Mendelson, well, he's a big caterer. So we let him handle the whole thing. You know, we'll have flowers, we'll hire a trio, play some music.
George, you don't hire a trio for an apartment wedding.
You're right. We got a 10-piece band.
No, we'll rent an organ, and Mr. Beckley will play for us.
An organ? Hey, that's class. I'll tell you what else we have. A great big old wedding cake, triple decker, all chocolate. Well, maybe we'll have a little vanilla frosting just so the Willises won't feel bad.
George, this is so exciting.
Hey, look. Do you know where Skeeter Jackson lives?
Well, the last I heard, he was still in Harlem.
Well, we'll find him. I want him to be best man again.
Oh, there's so much to do. Now, I can wear my blue outfit, and the bracelet you gave me for Christmas, that's something new, and I can borrow something from Helen.
Now, what about something old?
Aren't you inviting your mother?
This is heavy.
Take it easy. I don't want to get this thing scratched. All right, turn it around. All right, let's sit it down. Easy, easy. Okay, okay.
That was tough.
Why are you breathing so hard? We're the ones who carried it.
Well, I had to show you where to put it, didn't I?
What about the couch? You want me to carry that out for you, too?
Your hands clean? Just kidding.
You know, George, I never thought you had enough romance in your soul for a second wedding.
I don't need romance in my soul. I got soul in my soul.
Well, if you'd offer us something, we'd drink to that.
Yeah, help yourself.
Thank you.
When will Louise be back?
Soon as she can dig up Skeeter Jackson.
Who's Skeeter Jackson?
He was the best man at my wedding.
I believe that.
Well, I must say, I'm delighted you chose me to give the bride away.
I didn't choose you. Weezy chose you.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Louise.
Hi, Louise.
Oh, thanks for moving the furniture, George.
No trouble at all, Weezy. Did you find Skeeter?
Yes, I did. And he will be here for the wedding tomorrow.
Good. What's he been into today?
He works in a car wash. And there's something else I found out. Which I'll tell you later.
Tell me now.
Later, George.
Come on, Weezy. If you got something to say, say it. I mean, you never keep secrets from the Willises anyhow.
Oh, yes, she does, George. She still hasn't told us how she puts up with you.
Come on, Weezy. What is it?
All right, George. Your prices are too high in your Harlem store.
Don't listen to them lies, Weezy. They come from my competition.
They come from Skeeter and a lot of people I talk to. They can't afford your prices. They have to take their cleaning all the way across town to Amsterdam Avenue.
Yeah, that store doesn't do the high-class job I do. My prices are the same in all my stores.
Well, that seems fair. Nobody's forcing the people who can't afford it to go into George's store.
That's all you know, Tom. Those people are trapped. It's either pay the price or take a long walk.
None of our old customers go into the Jefferson Cleaners anymore.
Really?
Weezy, why are you discussing personal business in front of the nosy neighbors?
Well, speaking as one of the nosy neighbors, I still can't believe what I'm hearing. You're taking advantage of your own people.
Taking advantage? Did you say taking advantage?
That's what she said, George.
I ain't doing nothing of the kind. My prices are the same all over. Ain't nothing special about the Harlem store.
Helen has a point, George. If those people can't afford the same prices, you should charge less.
I'm surprised at you, Willis. You the one always running around talking about brotherhood and equal opportunity.
That's right.
Well, here I am, equal opportunity personified. Look, if I lower the prices for the brothers, that's discriminating against the honkies. And you wouldn't want that, would you?
Well,
Baloney, George. It wouldn't hurt you to make less profit. At least in that store.
That's right.
I agree, and I think I can speak for the rest of the honkies. Did I say that?
Well, George, what are you going to do about it?
Look, does General Motors lower their prices in Harlem? Of course not. And what's good for General Motors is good enough for George Jefferson.
Don't you understand? You have an obligation.
That's right. I got an obligation to pay the rent.
But you owe something to the community. You've got to put something back.
I'm always putting something back. I donate to everything. I don't turn nobody down.
George, you just don't get it.
No, you don't get it. Don't meddle in my business.
Your business? What about the years I broke my back helping you build up that business?
Don't live in the past, Weezy. It's a sign of getting old. Now you just take care of the house and the kitchen. Things you understand. What?
Tom, maybe we better...
No maybes about it. Goodbye.
Bye.
There's something you've got to understand, George. I'm a partner in this marriage, too.
Yes, you are, Weezy. A junior partner.
Junior?
Well, you're younger than me, ain't you? That makes you junior. Now, if you could just learn to be a silent partner, too.
So long.
We'll see you two lovebirds tomorrow.
If you wanted a silent partner, you should have married a dummy. Like I did.
Are they busy?
No more than usual.
Now, just remember what you said in the marriage ceremony, which you will be repeating tomorrow. Love, honor, and obey your husband.
Right now, I don't think I could handle any one of those.
I have.
Ben, what are you doing here?
I stopped by to practice the organ for the ceremony tomorrow.
We're busy.
Oh, good, because I haven't got time to stop and chat. I don't play very well, and I want to do justice to Mendelssohn.
What? He ain't no music critic. He's just a caterer. Now, what was I getting to?
You were getting no place, George, and that's where you are going to stay until you admit that I'm an equal partner in this marriage.
Of course you are, Wheezy. You take care of the house. I take care of my business.
Perhaps I'll play Oh Perfect Love.
Now, you hear this. You are unreasonable and you're stubborn. And I'm beginning to think that tomorrow is a big mistake.
Too bad, because I already paid for tomorrow. I already invited everybody for tomorrow. And no matter what you say, we are going to be happily married tomorrow.
Am I an equal partner in this marriage or not?
You as equal as you gonna get.
You take that back or else.
Or else what?
Or else the wedding is off. And I hate it.
You can't just leave me waiting at the altar.
Not bad for an amateur. How does that sound? Hello? Hello? All alone.
Because I didn't leave you nothing in my will.
I am too early.
You're just in time to give me a glass of punch.
No way, baby, but you can get me one.
Well, you the maid.
I ain't maiden today, honey. I am guesting.
Well, since you ain't busy, get the door. On second thought, I'll get it myself. Who are you?
I'm Ralph the doorman, sir.
Oh, I didn't recognize you without your hand out. Hey, glad you could make it, Ralph. Come on in.
Well, I wouldn't miss this for the world, Mr. Jefferson, sir, even though I did go through a lot of trouble arranging things.
Yeah, Ralph, thanks.
One question, sir. Exactly what do you want me to do?
Well, you know, just hang around the door, announce people, show them in. You know, just try to look expensive.
That won't be hard because I am expensive. Yes, indeed. Why, renting this outfit alone cost me. Would you care to see the receipt, sir?
Keep it till later, Ralph.
Wait a minute. You mean he's going to stand there and announce folks like I did at your party last year?
That's right.
Well, then, hold this, Mr. Jefferson. Good afternoon. Well?
Miss Florence Johnston of Harlem.
What's happening, you ain't dressed yet?
Yeah, Miss Jefferson, you can't get married in your bathrobe.
I know.
Come on, Wheezy, we haven't changed your clothes.
I'm not changing my clothes until you change your mind.
She don't sound too happy to me, Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah, well, you know how it is with brides. She's probably just a little nervous.
I can understand that. Exactly. Look at who the groom is.
Mr. and Mrs. Thomas Willis and their lovely daughter, Jenny, of the 14th floor.
Why, Ralph, what a nice introduction.
Yes, Ralph, can we hear it again? The part about the lovely daughter.
Oh. Where's the happy couple?
I don't know where the happy couple is. Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson is in the kitchen. Get the door, Ralph.
May I have your names, please?
George, there's no use in arguing. I'm not marrying you until you take back what you said.
You already married to me.
Well, I'm not making the same mistake twice.
Come on, Weezy. You can't call off no wedding 10 minutes before it's supposed to start.
Okay, then you call it off.
Look, I'm warning you now. You better go get that wedding dress on.
There isn't going to be any wedding. Not until you start treating me like an equal.
You want to be equal? Okay, I'm already dressed for the wedding. Now you get dressed and we'll be equal.
All right, George. I'm going to do what I should have done in the first place.
That's my girl.
I'm calling off the wedding.
Hey, but no, Weezy.
Well,
what do you want me to do? Get down on my knees? Okay, I'm down on my knees. Will you please marry me?
Not until you take back what you said.
Okay, I take back what I said.
And we are going to be equal partners?
You got it.
And does that
mean... Look, we don't have time to stand here and discuss details. Just hurry and go get your dress on.
Reverend T.J. Perry.
Reverend T.J. Perry of New York City and Mrs.
Olivia
Jefferson.
Mother of the groom.
There they are. And the good-looking one is my son.
Reverend Perry.
How do you do?
Oh, Louise, you look so glamorous.
Mother Jefferson, this is just a bathrobe.
Oh, well, it looks as good as a lot of the dresses I've seen you wear.
Excuse me, I have to get ready.
I'll help you, Louise.
Would you like to have some punch, Mother Jefferson?
Why, thank you, Jenny.
Right. Reverend Perry?
No, thank you. I don't drink.
Oh, there's no alcohol in it.
Mr. Harry Bentley.
Where are you from, Mr. Bentley?
Oh, I was born in Hertfordshire, England.
Mr. Harry Bentley.
But we moved when I was just a toddler, and I lived for the next few years with my aunt in Sussex.
Mr. Harry Bentley.
Then we moved to Bicester, or Bicester, as you would say. And after that, we made a
move. Mr. Harry Bentley from next door.
Hey, how about some music, Bentley?
Solid, Mr. J. I've got my fingers all warmed up.
All right, everybody, this is Skeeter Jackson. Skeeter's gonna be my best man. He came all the way from 139th Street. Me and him, boy.
Mr. Skeeter Jackson, all the way from 139th Street.
Man, Skeeter, you ain't changed a bit.
Well, George, you sure have. Hey, man, this is a fine place.
Well, you know, cleaning bin's been good to me.
Yeah, it must have been with the prices you're charging these days.
Well... Hey, man, well, how come you ain't been around to see us before this?
Oh, I came by the store a couple of times, but you were never there.
Well, why didn't you leave a message with my manager?
I did, and I told him I wanted to see you.
Man, tell me. Yeah. That manager ain't worth nothing. What you want to talk to me about?
I wanted to borrow 500 bucks.
Well, I would have lent it to you. Well, here you go.
Hey, man, ain't that some ring? Oh, thanks, George. I bet I can get 600 bucks for this.
That's for the bride, stupid. Hey, everybody, we can get started now. The best man is here. I'm gonna go check on the bride.
Aw, Louise, you look beautiful.
Oh, hell. I do, don't I?
Louise, you about ready?
Just about, George.
You better get out there and stand next to Skeeter.
Okay, George. Good luck, girl.
Thanks, honey.
You look great, Weeze.
Thanks. George, did you really mean it when you said about us being equal partners?
Sure, I did.
Well, this partner wants you to lower your prices in your Harlem store.
I meant partners in our marriage, not in my business.
Now, hold on, George. You
hey, wait, hold. What are you taking that off of?
Unless you change your mind, I won't be needing it.
Will you come on, Weezy? The wedding is about to start.
Then they'll just have to start without me.
Look, now, I'm telling you, I ain't begging you no more. You are my wife, you're going to marry me.
Here I am, a father of the bride. Congratulations, son.
Well, everybody's waiting. Are you ready, Louise?
Don't let me down, Weezy.
I won't, George.
Dearly beloved. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this company to rejoin this man and this woman in holy matrimony. If anyone can show just cause why this couple should not be joined, rejoined, let that person speak now or forever hold their peace.
Excuse me.
Do you, George Jefferson, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? To live together in the holy state of matrimony? Do you promise to love her?
I do to all of that.
Do you, Louise Jefferson, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband, to live together in the holy state of matrimony? Do you promise to love, honor, and keep him in...
Hey, what happened to obey?
Pardon?
Obey. You forgot to say love, honor, and obey. That's what Weezy promised at our first wedding.
Oh, we don't use the word obey anymore.
You ain't very religious, are you?
Do you promise to love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer, forsaking all others for as long as ye both shall live? Say, I do.
Okay, I'll lower the prices in the Harlem store 5%. Okay, 6%. Okay, 8%. That's my final offer. 10%.
I do.
By the power vested in me by the state of New York, I pronounce you still man and wife. You may now kiss the...
Harry Belafonte, eat your heart out.
Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.